for historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. Yes, we can also be heard worldwide at www.cfrc.ca, where you can find out more about donating to our annual funding drive on CFRC here, which is happening from the 1st of November to the end of December. We ask for donations in order to keep our shows like this and others of your favorites on the CFRC airways. Now, I know a lot of you are in the giving mood, so I hope y'all can support our station with giving to our funding drive. Every donation counts and every donation helps. Now, as we welcome y'all back into the third and final hour of this morning's program, let's remember the largest musical family of the Ottawa Valley. There was about 18 children in all, I understand, and they, of course, were the McCann family, consisted of many of the Ottawa Valley's finest musicians. And with that, we would like to pay tribute to two classics from that family. First will be the oldest of this family, none other than Roddy McCann, and his version of Pretty Paper, which Willie Nelson wrote. Then we'll follow with his sister, Christine McCann, and a classic called I'll Be Home for Christmas. With that, I'd like to welcome you all to the third and final hour of this morning's program, and say Merry Christmas in the Valley, everybody.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your present to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty papers, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded street, busy feet hustled by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should he stop? Better not. Much too busy. You're in a hurry, my, how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty papers, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your present to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty papers, pretty ribbons of blue. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your present to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Christmas, you can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the moonlight gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. I'll be home for Christmas. Can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the moonlight gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to send us down east to the Maritimes of Canada. Now, even though there's been a lot of recordings done in the Maritime style in the Ottawa Valley, very few have done Christmas songs related to the east coast of Canada from the Ottawa Valley. So with this, I would like to remember our Atlantic lullaby this morning with three Canadian legends of the east coast. We will start here, as we usually do, with sending some love to Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For them today, it's going to be our good friend Michael T. Wall and his all-time classic titled Santa is a Newfie. Then we'll follow with another good friend of ours, Eddie Coffey, from the Rock of Newfoundland and Christmas Morn in Newfoundland. And we'll wrap up this set of East Coast favorites with Dick Nolan, the pride of the East Coast, and another classic from Newfoundland called Good Old Newfie Christmas. With that, I would like to wish everybody east of Quebec a very happy and merry Christmas. Welcome and friends, and good morning to my listeners.
I've heard it said that Santa Claus comes from the cold North Pole, but there's a story in Newfoundland that simply must be told. The island knows the legend well, passed down for centuries, and I'm here to tell the whole wide world that Santa is a newfie. Now this is a true story, just like a Martha Sheep. Why it remains so secret, it truly amazes me. Upon his rocky island home, he became a fisherman. It's time that everyone should know that Santa's from Newfoundland.
Santa Claus is a newfie, with a big ho-ho down your chimney with a leap. Merry Christmas, me son, to everyone. Santa Claus is a newfie. It was a foggy Christmas Eve, the sleigh was loaded down. Santa needed a guide, he liked to find his way around. Rudolph appeared at the door, Santa lost his speech. He saw his nose, he laughed, ho ho, you've been drinking Newfie's grease. Now if you're down in Newfoundland and Christmas time draws near, please leave a little mug up for Santa and his reindeer. A drink of sweets makes Rudolph's nose as bright as it can be. I swear it's true, believe me, you, Santa's a newfie.
Santa Claus is a newfie,
with a big ho-ho down your chimney with a leap.
Merry Christmas, me son, to everyone.
Santa Claus is a newfie.
Merry Christmas, me son, to everyone.
Santa Claus is a newfie. Pass the screech, will ya?
On Christmas Eve when Santa came, my heart was filled with joy. On every Christmas morning we would have to clean the soot. On Christmas Eve we'd hear the reindeer playing upon the roof. Ring bells, Santa's on his way, bringing toys to girls and boys from all around the bay. Then out of bed and making noise before the crack of dawn. And that's the way it was in Newfoundland on Christmas morn. With all the stockings opened up and laid out on the floor, there's apples and there's oranges and there's candies there galore. Though we were poor and times were hard and happy, there's no doubt. And that's what Christmas Eve and Christmas Day is all about. Ring bells and everywhere you go, the horses all are wearing bells with snow sleighs all in tow. The horn of sound among those then you didn't hear a horn. And that's the way it was in Newfoundland on Christmas morn. There's mummers sleeping everywhere, it could be Tom and Steve. They never made it home last night, this day for Christmas Eve. There's two more in the parlor and I think it's Frank and John. And that's the way it was in Newfoundland on Christmas morn. Ring bells and everywhere you go, the horses all are wearing bells and snowflakes all in tow. There weren't a sound of bottles then, you didn't hear a horn. And that's the way it was in Newfoundland on Christmas morn. Everywhere, how peaceful is the scene. The trees are all a-hanging down, there's not a sight of green. The people on their way to church, our Savior has been born. And that's the way it was in Newfoundland on Christmas morn. Ring bells, and everywhere you go, the horses all are wearing bells, the snowflakes all in tow. There weren't a sound of bottles then, you didn't hear a horn. And that's the way it was in Newfoundland on Christmas morn. If that's the way it was in Newfoundland on Christmas morn.
We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. And we won't go home until we're all half tight. Well, there'll be moonshine and homebrew. Newfie screeching black horse to a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. Well, John will start with the lead guitar and Wolfie on the drums. Keith will join in with the bass and I'll just drum along. Donnie will play the squeeze box, the fiddle and mandolin. We'll drink and play till the break of day and then we'll start again. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. Well, we won't go home until we're all half tight. There'll be moonshine and homebrew. Newfie screeching black horse to a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. All right, Donnie. Oh, yeah, now. And here's Johnny. Well, a pot of soup up on the stove and a turkey on the table. We'll drink and eat and dance and sing until we are unable. When everyone has had his fill, we'll walk out through the door. And when the next day rolls around, we'll swear we'll drink no more. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. Well, we won't be home until we're all half tight. There'll be moonshine and homebrew. Newfie screeching black horse to a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. We'll have a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. And we won't go home until we're all half tight. There'll be moonshine and homebrew. Newfie screeching black horse to a good old Newfie Christmas, all right. Yes, a good old Newfie Christmas, all right.
I hear the sound coming round the bend, the Christmas. Christmas trains are coming.
Hello, friends. It's Peter Trenum, host of The Gospel Trail, heard over Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9, out of Amherst, Nova Scotia. And I'd like to wish my friend Johnny Woodlock and all his radio listeners a Merry Christmas here on the Wayback Country Christmas Show, and a happy and healthy new year.
Now don't you wait till it is too late. This Christmas train's gonna seal your fate. The Christmas trains are coming.
Yes, friends, following those great East Coast favorites, we're back here, and it's once again time to remember another collection of great Ottawa Valley legends and their great Canadian Christmas songs. Let's remember Larry Mercy and his brothers, the famed Mercy Brothers, in a classic called Mama Mary. Now, I would also like to once again send this out to Larry Mercy, who may be listening in today. Then we'll follow with another classic associated with the Christmas in the Ottawa Valley and surrounding areas, and that is, of course, the Christmas in the Valley Singers, and a beautiful song called The Heart of Christmas as a Child. We'll wrap up with another all-time classic, which was recorded by a very near and dear and close friend of mine, and also the LaPointe family, Ross Clow of Verona, Ontario, and his version of Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. With that, I would like to welcome everybody to the program here this morning and say good morning to everybody listening in, especially Donna and Ross Clow, who now live in Kingston here. Welcome in, friends.
Tell me, how did you feel when the angel came into the garden?
How did you feel?
How did you feel when he said, if you're afraid, I beg your pardon,
but you're the one
to bear God's Son? Tell me, how did you feel?
How did you feel?
How did you feel?
How did you feel?
Oh, Mama, Mama Mary,
we wish you joy. We wish you joy.
Oh, Mama, Mama Mary,
your little boy,
your little boy,
soon to be our Savior.
Tell me, how did you feel on the final day?
How did you feel?
How did you feel when you arrived in Bethlehem to hear them say,
no food, no table, save in the stable?
Tell me, how did you feel?
How did you feel?
How did you feel?
How did you feel?
Oh, Mama, Mama Mary,
we wish you joy.
We wish you joy.
Oh, Mama, Mama Mary, your little boy,
your little boy,
soon to be our Savior.
Wise men came to see him. How did you feel?
How did you feel
when shepherds and kings with precious things adored him?
It had begun. Here was the one.
Tell me, how did you feel?
How did you feel?
How did you feel?
How did you feel?
Oh, Mama,
Mama Mary, we wish you joy. We wish you joy.
Oh, Mama, Mama Mary,
your little boy,
your little boy,
soon to be our Savior.
Christmas is in the air. Children are dreaming about a reindeer on the roof. Moms and dads making dreams come true. The heart of Christmas is a child.
Oh, Hi, this is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys, and you're listening to the Way Back Country Christmas with Johnny Woodlock.
But I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time of the program to welcome back for the second and final half of this great visit, none other than our dear friend and a true Ottawa Valley pioneer and legend, Mr. Christmas in many ways to the Valley, none other than Wayne Rostad, who's once again on the road again, pun intended, as he used to be known for On the Road Again, the TV show. But anyway, he's celebrating with many of his fans the Christmas in the Valley 2024 concert, which has stops coming up in Rockville, Ottawa, and also here in Cornwall on December 11th, which I'll be also attending with my family. So with that, it brings me great honor to welcome back to the Way Back Country Christmas in the Valley, none other than our good friend Wayne Rostad. Now, following this second half and final part of this program interview with Wayne, we will hear an all-time classic as recorded by him titled I Believe in Santa Claus. So with that, here is our good and very dear friend Wayne Rostad once again. Welcome in, friends.
Back then, was there ever the intention to have seven volumes of it?
No, when we first did it, we did one volume, and that was the one we thought was it because it had the name on it, Christmas in the Valley, and that was the reason for, you know, this thing coming into being. So it was really just a one final album deal.
Yes.
That we brought in some key people in the Valley at the time. Like, we brought in the star players like Bobby Malone and Bruce Golden, and they all appeared on that album.
Yes, they did.
They sang a song of their choice.
Mm-hmm.
I did Christmas in the Valley and one other song on the first album.
Yes.
Anyway, the album sold so well. Oh my gosh, it sold in the thousands.
Just, wow.
It was walking out the door of every record store in Ottawa.
Wow.
And the region that they put it in. So, Ted decided he'd put out volume two.
Okay, I see.
And it was just a gut feeling each year. And then volume three came, and then the fourth year was volume four, and we were still chugging along in volume seven.
Amazing.
So it was an amazing story of just...
Of giving and... Exactly, yes.
That's one situation where everybody just jumped in the pool. We all just went in the pool and saw what the heck was...
And so I should ask, was Chio always a part of it?
Oh, yeah. From the word go.
I see.
Yeah, Chio was my pet charity.
Yes.
And Ted understood that. And when he suggested the whole concept, he said, we'll give the proceeds to Chio. Well,
okay.
I got me on board.
Yes.
Because I loved Chio and always did. And always I used to do the teddy bear picnics. Long before this happened, I was doing the teddy bear picnics. And I'd show up, entertain the kids. And I used to go to Chio and I used to sing for the kids at Chio.
Oh, okay. Sure.
So I had a soft spot in my heart. And Ted knew that. And he knew that I was, again, a little hesitant about jumping into this thing without knowing where it was going to go. He went out a bit, but he wanted to go, you know, like horses on fire.
For sure, yeah.
So he managed to find the key that made me accept jumping into the pool. And that was to say we would donate all the money to Jim, and we did.
I see. And all you still are, even today, with your upcoming tour.
Yeah, I still continue. I still continue giving money to Chio because it's been my pet charity, but, you know, and when I started doing Christmas in the Valley, the concert tour, it just felt natural to carry on the tradition.
Yes, I see. Okay. So going into more your tour, would you tell us about this first tour since the pandemic happened?
Well, it's been a long time coming, but we've been cautious about coming out of COVID. We weren't sure we'd come out only to go back in again or something foolish.
Yeah.
After 3 years, we were pretty sure. But I waited an extra year just to make sure that people were comfortable to come in and sit next to their new best friend in the theater.
Yes.
And so I waited. I didn't need to wait last year, as it turned out, but you don't know these things until it happens.
Exactly.
So I took extra caution to my thinking pot and waited an extra year. So it's been a while coming and getting back. I had the same players plus additional players.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't lose the players because we all felt like we were a family.
Exactly.
And they all came back very quickly to clear up their calendar for November, which is rehearsal month, which we're doing now.
Yes.
And December, which is performing month.
Exactly, for sure. And we look forward to seeing you on December 6th in Brockville. A lot of our listeners will be looking forward to seeing you. But you also have a December 11th tour here in Cornwall, too.
Yeah, I'll be at the Altsville Theater. So the first one is Brockville on the 6th.
Yes.
And then on the 11th, we go into Altsville.
Yes.
Yeah, all this great fun in Cornwall.
For sure.
The audience at Altsville.
And we all love you too, Wayne. Yes.
Well, thank you. Yeah. But everybody shows up, which is nice, you know. And
mm-hmm.
That's the proof of the pudding, so.
Yes,
for sure. And then on the 17th, we're going up the valley to Pembroke and then back down to Ottawa on the 19th, center point.
I see. So, what can we look forward to in this new tour since the pandemic happened? Are you going to be coming out and seeing fans, or...?
Where are you coming out and what?
Meet and greet with the fans after the show?
Oh, always do.
Yes.
Always do. Yes. No, definitely. We'll
okay.
Say hello to, especially, I say hello to everybody, but especially the people I owe money to.
That's kind of like us all, exactly.
they show up in scores. I don't know where the hell they come from, and they keep remembering I owe the money from 30 years ago.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, sure. I will be doing a meet and greet. And we have a great show lined up. We've worked hard at putting together some new song material in the show and added a couple of guitar players and a fiddle player on top of everything else that we had. So we got a real happening band. We got a band that is comparable in terms of number of people on the stage to what the Eagles ran around with.
For sure.
A lot of bands only go out as a 4-piece or a 5-piece, not a 7 or 8-piece.
Oh, wow. Amazing, yes. For sure. So, tell us about, I've seen your Christmas show before, and you always bring out Santa Claus when you sing I Believe in Santa Claus. How did that come about?
I guess we tried to figure a way to bring Santa Claus out on the stage.
Yes.
We didn't know if it was, whether we were just calling him out, you know, hey, Santa, come on out. Whether we magically had him appear by singing a song.
That's what I like, is how you do it magically. You bring him out kind of with that song, exactly, and everybody sings along with it.
Well, yeah, the deal is, it's only going to show up if you believe in Santa Claus.
Exactly, that's right, for sure. Yes, for sure. Now, I should ask you, for those listening in, how can we go about purchasing tickets?
Well, you can call the theater of choice, wherever you are.
Yes.
It's close to your Arts and Culture Center in Brockville, or near the Altsville Theater in Cornwall.
Okay.
You can also if you go online and you Google Christmas in the Valley, you'll find links there very quickly. You'll see where to buy tickets and how to buy tickets, and it'll put you online to these theaters and buy your tickets. So just Google Christmas in the Valley or call your theater of choice.
Okay, sure, Wayne. Yes.
But I wouldn't wait too long. We just traditionally the ticket sales have gone very well, and we've had disappointed people at the end of the day when we were full. So.
Yes, and you are quite popular still, as I was going to say. This Christmas tour has been going on for years, and people love when they see you out and doing it.
Well, I'm happy to hear that that's still the case. And, we enjoy doing it to this day. It's always, because it's a Christmas show, and it happens only once a year, it's fresh again every year, and it feels you know, almost new to we musicians and performers. So, you know, we particularly enjoy doing it.
Well, we appreciate you doing it for sure. Now, I have two more questions for you today. First of all, did you ever think that the Christmas in the Valley would still be around all these years later?
Did I believe it would last?
Yes, exactly.
Did I take it for granted? No.
No, okay.
I assumed that it was a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. People were enjoying it. We have a heck of a communion when we do the show in the these theaters, Johnny. There's a real, it's a communion, is all I can say, as opposed to, you know, sitting there just listening to something going on. We participate with each other, we talk to each other, we laugh, we...
Audience involvement, exactly.
Yeah, we laugh, we cry, we do everything. And so from the beginning, it was always with hope that people would enjoy it, mm-hmm. and then it was hope that people would be back next year. And the year after, and then it became, you kind of had the confidence that they'd be back because you could see that everybody was enjoying it, but never taking it for granted, as they say.
Exactly, that's true, yes.
Always taking it with appreciation, but not for granted.
For sure, for sure. And so last question for today, Wayne, is how do you spend Christmas this year when you come off the road?
Yeah, I'm the oldest of the four siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the siblings will be here with me and my brother-in-law, and we have an orphan, we call him. We've 35 years, and he's spent every Christmas, every Easter, every birthday, and he's just like family. So our orphan Jimmy will join us as well.
I see.
And we'll have a beautiful sister who... she and her brother-in-law just take up the kitchen when they come here. So we'll have a meal, and then we have a Christmas gift giving. It's very special way that we do with the Rostock family. Now that we're all adults, we just buy something really small, but something really, really cool. A real cool kind of something.
Okay.
And they're all wrapped up and we don't know what they are, but we draw numbers to see which one we get, and then we can trade them off if I like more of what Joan got, she likes more of what Don got, and everybody can trade off to get their favorite one. Yes, it's kind of fun.
For sure.
And bartering, going down to the what do you call this?
The
bazaar.
You know. Or whatever, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, with that, Wayne, we'll wish you a very Merry Christmas, and we'll see you here on the 11th of December.
Yes, Johnny, have a great season. I'll look for you on the 11th, and we'll yammer again. I sure wish I still had my Stella guitar.
Yes.
I should have kept that thing, even though I would not be playing it today, other than to just play it to say, you know, here's
for sentimental reasons. Exactly.
I would hang that on my wall so proudly.
For sure.
If I was, but I'd just long gone, and who knows where it is now.
Yes.
Anyway, from those trappings to this, what the heck, it's been a good run, and the Christmas in the Valley would continue, so we'll see you then on the 11th.
For sure. God bless you, Wayne, and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas in the Valley, my friend.
Yeah. God bless you. Bye-bye.
If a little thoughtfulness brings a lot of happiness, I believe in
Santa Claus. Every year about this time, Santa comes to town. The world is like a rainbow that's scattered all around. Technicolor houses that are made with Christmas lights. Happy hearts rejoicing for it's Christmas night. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. If a little thoughtfulness brings a lot of happiness, I believe in Santa Claus. Full of Christmas spirit, faces all aglow, Christmas carols playing on the radio. Eager hands wrapping gifts, carefully chosen all. Everybody giving someone something that they love. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. If a little thoughtfulness brings a lot of happiness. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. If a little thoughtfulness brings a lot of happiness.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time to say so long from the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. But just before we say so long for this Wayback Country Morning Show and Jamboree, and also this first of four special Christmas programs for 2024, I would like to share this weekend's Wayback Tune of the Week. Let's once again turn back the years to the golden age of the Ottawa Valley. Remember a man who will forever be remembered as the King of the Valley Entertainers and Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, none other than Mac Beattie, who in the 1960s recorded two songs associated with, yes, the Christmas time. First, it'll be an all-time classic titled The Turkey's End. To me, this is a great and very funny song associated with this time of year in the Ottawa Valley. Then we'll follow with the second Christmas-inspired song titled Snowflake. So with that, here is our way back tune, or should I say tunes of the week. And as we remember, the King of the Ottawa Valley, Mac Beattie. Welcome in, friends. We'll be back following this. Send us all home.
When I was just a little boy and Christmas came our way, we always had a turkey on our table Christmas Day. The family came to dinner for to dine and celebrate, and Pa he carved the turkey up and passed around his plate. Now Pa and Ma had drumsticks, my brothers had the wings, my aunts and uncles had the breast, the white meat and good things. My sister Susie got the neck, and it was plain to see. The left there was some dressing, was the other end for me. Oh, we're having a Christmas turkey dinner, with dressing that melts right in your mouth. We're having a Christmas turkey dinner, but I always get the end that's going south. On every Christmas day, this was my sorry lot. While others got the best of meat, this rear-end thing I got. Now I washed it down with scalding tea, and neath my breath I swore, when I grew up I'd never eat that gosh darn thing no more. Oh, we're having a Christmas turkey dinner, with dressing that melts right in your mouth. We're having a Christmas turkey dinner, but I always get the end that's going south. Well, I grew up and met a girl, and wedded we did get. Now we buy our Christmas turkey with our baby bonus check. My wife, she carves the turkey now, and you may well depend. My 13 kids get all the best, and I still get the end. Oh, we're having a Christmas turkey dinner,
the end that's going south. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. Changing the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. You got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for you. Well, snow was falling when love came a-calling on this lonely heart of mine. You were standing there with snowflakes in your hair. Stalling while I watched you calling on any way that I knew for just one chance to get acquainted with you. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. Ooh, 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 changing the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. Got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for you. Well, the ice was a-breaking and love was waking in a winter wonderland. When I felt you slip your fingers in my hand. Snow is gleaming and I'm not dreaming. I know this is for real. The love I have is too much to conceal. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. Ooh, 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 changing the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. You've got me warm as a fire with the burning for you. Snowflake, 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 snowflake.
Well, yes, friends, would you look at the time? It's coming up on the 11 o'clock hour here at CFRC and the Wayback Country Christmas for 2024. As we say so long, I would like to pause and remember the voice of none other than Mr. Christmas himself and the Santa Claus of country music, Mr. Gene Autry, and an all-time classic clip from him.
Happy holidays, folks, wherever you may be.
In the words of yours truly, if I brought a smile to your face, tear to your eye, memory to your heart today on this Wayback Country Christmas in the Valley, 2024, my time has been well spent. I would like to once again thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in to the Wayback Country Christmas, the first one of four special tributes to Christmas in this month of December. I'd also like to thank our dear friend Wayne Rostad for sharing his time with us on this Wayback Country Christmas, and also share that we will be looking forward to his shows coming up on December 6th in Brockville at the Arts Center, and then following that on December the 11th in Cornwall here, he will be at the Altsville Theater with a stop there. And I also hear that he's planning on stopping in Ottawa as well. There's three or four different places he's going to be attending this year on the Christmas in the Valley tour. I would also like to remind y'all that we will be back here next weekend as we pay tribute to another Christmas legend. That, of course, is the legend of How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Miss Sarah Karloff, and also the legend of Rudolph with my dear friend, Rick Goldsmith. With that, I would like to just say so long for the Wayback Country Jamboree, and once again, play us out and home today with a collection of great gospel favorites associated with Christmas music. First will be Julie Johnston, a dear friend of mine from the Ottawa Valley, and Christmas is Believing. Then we'll follow with another good friend and dear friend of our program, none other than Tom Wilson, and he wrote a song many years ago titled Gather at the Manger. We'll close out this show like we always do our Christmas shows with That Classic by Bill Anderson, Whisperin' Po' Boy Bill Anderson, and Still Believing in Christmas. With that, I'll chat with y'all next weekend. May God bless each and every one of you till we meet again, and stay safe out there, friends. It's a crazy world. Long for now, friends, and Merry Christmas. Early Christmas, that is.
Christmas is believing that when Jesus Christ was born, was wrapped and laid in a manger, and by faith you can find. You just can't have a Christmas without believing, but you can have his gift of love this holy season. Believe it.
my favorite time of year again. Of course, I'm talking about Christmas. Oh, I've got so many great memories of Christmases in my life. Everybody gathering at our house. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Going with my daddy to pick out a Christmas tree for the whole family to decorate. I once even played the part of a shepherd in a Christmas play at church. Oh, and I still remember how hard it was to go to sleep on Christmas Eve, knowing that Santa was on his way. But you know, things have changed a lot down through the years, and somewhere along the way, I think maybe the world just got in too big of a hurry. I first began to notice it when people started writing Xmas instead of Christmas. And now some people want to call Christmas the winter break or the winter holiday. And that's sad to me, because it seems like folks are even afraid to say the word Christmas anymore. Well, the first word in Christmas is Christ. And it's his birthday that those of us who call ourselves Christians celebrate every December 25th. I wouldn't dare try to tell anyone else that they couldn't celebrate the holiday of their faith any way they might see fit. The last time I checked, this was still the land of the free. And that means that I'm free to celebrate Christmas for what it means to me. So I'm going to go out this year, and I'm going to buy Christmas presents. And I'm going to send my friends Christmas cards and sing Christmas carols and eat Christmas cookies and tell the Christmas story to my kids and my grandkids and anybody else that might care to listen. Okay, call me politically incorrect if you want to. I've been called a lot worse things in my life. I've seen a lot of Christmases come and go down through the years. And I'm looking forward to this one and the next one. So allow me to say to you and yours, Merry Christmas. Because even after all this time, in fact, maybe now even more than ever, I am still believing in Christmas.
Another show is over, another day gone by, with good friends all around me, oh how the time do fly.
Hello friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this is your old host with the most, Country West Music, Johnny Woodlock. Reporting for the Wayback Country Jamboree, a division of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. The views and opinions during the show do not reflect those of the CFRC Airwaves or CFRC Station. With that, I hope y'all have a wonderful day and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again.
Yes, I know we'll meet again.